On Tuesday, May 22nd, the Greene County Council of the Arts held an award ceremony for recipients of its decentralization program at the Doctoral Center for the Arts in Hunter. Next door is the Pleshakoff Piano Museum. And artistic director Kenneth Hamrick gave assembled guests a tour of the new Pleshakoff Piano Museum, which opens June 2nd in Hunter. WGXC's Galen Joseph Hunter was there to record the talk.
Welcome to the Piano Performance Museum. You are in one of the jewels of the Catskill Mountain Foundation, a climate-controlled, sound-controlled, humidity-controlled, museum-quality exhibition space for musical instruments of the rarest quality. We work regularly with the great museum collections of the world, yes, believe it or not, from Little Hunter, New York, with support of the Greene County Council on the Arts, not only reaching the local constituency, but we do world, people from around the world regularly visit here. We have three new initiatives beginning this summer in education, ranging from the little tykes and the local schools. We produce now a month-long residency in the summer school program in Wyndham and Hunter Tannersville schools, as well as we welcome students from the Beijing International Piano Academy. They come to visit the United States. They will be here in July. We begin a new program with the Juilliard School and the Manhattan School of Music and the Curtis Institute, where students come and learn about society and culture, music and perspective. In relation, studying from what is known as the center of the musical world, the piano. First of all, why Hunter is often the question. Why here? Well, actually, it comes from the instrument themselves. After the piano's zenith at the beginning of the 18th century, at the end of the 18th century, beginning of the 19th century, it became the fastest rising star of any home around the world. Even some of the old geezers who visit here remember people had a piano before they had indoor plumbing. It shows you how important it was. By the middle of the 19th century, say by 1840 to 1860, the wood was over-harvested in Northern Europe. Forests were bare. So the piano builders were looking around the world to go somewhere that had wood. Hence, they came to the Catskill Mountains.